I'm confirmed and committed to Jim Jones as well. I have been for years, and I always will be. However, years ago, when I joined this group, I was a pacifist. I really believed that we could effect meaningful social change using democratic processes. I no longer believe that's true. Now, I think the only way, in the words of Mao, to change society is through the barrel of a gun. And I'm committed to that principle as well. It's only Jim's guidance that has stopped me from acting out in this way, because I see no other use or meaning for my life. In the past, I've done a number of things for the socialist cause that are not acceptable to the society and that could not be construed as any way as being legal. But these are not considerations of mine. The only consideration I have is the advancement of the socialist cause.
My name is Jane Forrester Brown. I believe in Jim Jones. I believe in socialism, but I do not believe that it is any possible any longer in this country to effect change and to bring about socialism without violent revolt. And I am pledged by everything that I hold dear that I will give my life in a violent overthrow of this government. And if it comes to it, I will stick a grenade or a bomb in my body and go to the Senate or the Congress of this country and blow myself and this government up. I am committed to this socialist revolution in a violent manner against the better judgment of my pastor, who has cautioned me against it, but I can do no other.
This is June Krim. For years I have been a socialist. I believe in socialism as the only way to effect a change in this country is to go about it through violent means. We have reached a point where pacifism does not work. If I have the chance, and I will take it at any time I can, I will do anything I can to blow up any part of this government. I will take part or conspire in anything I can to destroy this government. I will assassinate the President Carter. I will do what I can to destroy the Senate, any part of this government that continues this terrible course of events that we see now in this country. The only thing that has kept me from going ahead and doing this is my pastor, Jim Jones. I thank him for keeping my temper under control, and one of these days, if I didn't have him, I would let loose and do what I have had in my mind for years.
This is Bonnie Beck, and I think that it's about time we face up to the reality that I've sat here for years and I've watched Jim talk about being a pacifist and turning the other cheek and trying to educate people and show kindness, and all it's gotten them is sick. I think it's about time that I get on with what I know has to be done. I mean, in a way, Custer had the right idea. You kill them to save them. And my choice at this point is to get rid of the motherfuckers. They're doing nothing but causing people to die. They're causing them to starve. They're causing them to be sick. And I think the best thing right now is just to get rid of their ass. I see no other alternative. Everything that he's spoken about is fine and good, but nothing happens. All good people happens to good people is they get sicker, they get poorer, and the motherfuckers get rewarded. So fuck them all. I'm ready to off them, and I don't care what anybody says. They've had it in my book.
This is Harriet Propp, and I've done a lot of thinking in the past few weeks, and I just thought I should make a few things clear. Number one, I have been a member of People's Temple for 7 years, and I have seen Jim Jones give his life for the ideals of peaceful change within the system to bring about a more just society. I fully have supported everything he has ever done. I believe in him. I believe in his sincerity. And I stand committed to what he believes in, his ideals, and his actions. I have no disagreement with him whatsoever. However, I know that my commitment has always been a more militant one, in the sense that he's always had to convince me not to participate in violent activities or to commit really antisocial acts. And I've been reluctantly convinced because I could see the pragmatism of his point of view. However, what is sincere for him, what is a sincere belief in pacifism for him, has always been play-acting for me, because I am basically a very violent person, and a person who believes in the disruption of this society, in the overthrow of this government by violent means, in the reinstitution of a completely different economic system, and I believe in killing representatives of this government and of the establishment, the law enforcement. I will do so. At the point in time has come in my life where I can no longer maintain myself in a pacifistic organization such as People's Temple under the guidance of a person like Jim Jones, who believes